they film pretty much most of our day, cutting wood, setting up our wall tent and our camp, hiking and traveling on the Yukon River, getting to our fish camp and things of that nature. So they film quite a bit, and it really is like very realistic. Like none of it's made up. It's really just exactly what we do on a daily and regular basis.
Yeah. That's one thing I've heard about that show in particular, is that it is pretty true to life. And I wondered, I mean, were you concerned about that going into it, that they would be, you know, they would show things really as they are? And what made you interested in doing that?
Going into this, when we were first approached by Life Below Zero and BBC Productions, I was really very hesitant. You know, I told them right off of the get-go that, you know, Native people have not been represented fairly or accurately in media historically, you know, and that, you know, I definitely don't want to participate in something that is going to not be accurate or authentic, but also something that is not going to make our people be represented well or look well. And so, you know, I had some very strong conversations with the production crew and the executives. And, you know, I felt really good after, you know, really hearing them say, like, we want this to represent Indigenous people of Alaska. We really feel like largely your people have not had a voice. And, you know, they also have a strong understanding that in a lot of ways, Alaska Native way of life has been threatened by a variety of things, from climate change to industry to really the state regulations on fishing and hunting and some of the impacts there. Once I felt really confident in, you know, their intentions and it being our story, you know, it's never them telling us, well, we want you to do this. It's literally every day filming exactly what we're doing day in and day out.
Yeah. Part of episode one, aside from like the excitement of the moose hunt, there's this part where you guys are just getting water out of the river. And I wonder, does it seem funny to see like the tension that exists in that, even though it's sort of an everyday thing for y'all?
Yeah. I mean, it's not an easy way of life, and there are definitely some risks. And also one of the risks is that, you know, we live so far from help or assistance, but, you know, we do have to be really careful and thoughtful and, you know, the way we approach things and just some simple tasks certain times of the year, you know, like a freeze up and break up are both very challenging times of the year. And so, yeah, it's can be a little nerve wracking doing certain things that we have to do, but I guess, you know, we just always try to err on the side of caution and take all of the safety precautions and really help each other in everything that we do as a family. So I think that that definitely helps.
In that scene in particular, I mean, you had tied a rope to your husband Jamie's overalls. And I think you said, you know, this rope represents love, which I think you're only like half joking, you know, that it really did represent, you know, your connection to each other.
Yeah. You know, I was really insistent, of course, on the rope. We really are watchful over each other and making sure that we get to enjoy this life together for years to come. And we joke around and tease each other a lot and stuff. But there's also like half truths as far as like this rope really does represent love. Like it is pretty true and accurate because I don't want to lose my husband. Like who wants to lose their husband? So we could even go further and say I'd be his ball and chain, you know, but no, we're just, yeah, we're always very protective of each other and helping each other in everything that we do.
So you talked about this already a little bit, but I thought I'd ask you again, what does it mean to you that they produced this show with an all Indigenous cast?
Oh man, I'm really proud about that, you know, and sometimes I just can't even quite find the words, but I'm just extremely proud of this show and the families and the people and our way of life being shared with the world in this way is really special. And I'm just so glad it's done so well. And, you know, the folks that are on the show, you know, they all capture a little bit of everything about Native people, you know, one of which being our humor, you know, Native humor, but also like our understanding of the world around us and our connection to each other and to the land. So I'm just very proud to be a part of this and just super thankful.
What do you want folks from outside of Alaska to take away from watching the show?
Definitely, like, you know, as Native people, you know, we're here, we're strong, we're really trying to maintain our way of life, this life that we love and this life that we have maintained as our ancestors have for thousands of years. And that, you know, there's like a deep connection to the land that really is, I guess, super valuable in everything that we do. One of the things I discussed with the production company is that Native people have either been depicted in the media with harmful stereotypes or, you know, really largely in American culture, Indigenous peoples have been invisibilized, you know, or else Native people have largely been kind of thought of as a people of the past, even in my son's history books, referring to Native people in the past tense. So, you know, I just really want the world to see that Native people are alive and well, living our culture and really maintain a strong connection to the land, and that we are really guardians and protectors of this land as well.